So my name's Swati, and I'm part of the South Asian Youth Collective. We're known as SAY, and we work with the South Asian Women's Community Center here in Montreal, which has been here providing services for South Asian women in Montreal for now 30 years this year, which is really amazing. And I'm a member of this collective of young women who work primarily with South Asian youth around the city, doing anti-violence work and through an anti-racist feminist perspective.
Can you tell us why did the collective started?
There were some youth workers at SOC, the South Asian Women's Community Center, that were doing lunchtime workshops with young South Asian women in high schools. And there was a need identified among the young women that they didn't feel safe in Park Extension, which is a neighborhood in Montreal where there happens to be a large number of South Asian people. And so there's sort of discussion around them, around there being sort of a lot of, catcalls and just not feeling generally safe in that space. So what grew out of that was a day of action that happened in September 2011, where a group of young women in Park X took to the streets and sort of just made their physical presence visible, and also had some workshops on self-defense and other anti-violence stuff. And from that, the collective grew.
Can you tell us what do we mean by South Asian?
Just to emphasize that the collective, it's South Asian youth, but it's definitely open to everyone. It's like hard to really know what South Asian is. There's a lot of different things. We're talking, geographically speaking, with Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Nepal, Afghanistan. A lot of people identify as South Asian who are from Guyana or Mauritius or Trinidad, and there's diaspora everywhere.
Why is the collective important in the South Asian community?
I think it's, first of all, a wonderful space for myself, and I think the other people in the collective would agree, for young South Asian women to get together and discuss issues that maybe are less discussed in our community generally, so having a safe space for that. But I also think it's really important to have a youth voice and have some youth empowerment to discuss issues that are relevant to us today, and also get a sense of what's actually happening in terms of violence, or just in terms of issues that people want to talk about that are real to us today as first and second generation immigrants dealing with intergenerational stuff and intercultural stuff. I think it's a really important space.
What kind of violence have you seen in the South Asian community?
So this is a really huge question. And I think I'd primarily like to speak to some of the violence that is happening around, that we've seen experienced around South Asian youth. Violence in the South Asian community is very, very broad, as it is in any community. I mean, I think that in general, violence in the South Asian community is pretty similar to a lot of violence that's happening in every other community, particularly, violence against women. Verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, economic. So these are all dimensions that are happening. But I think in the South Asian community, what sort of adds an additional dimension to this is the silence around it. And I guess I can speak from my own personal experience, but definitely feeling, as a South Asian myself, and definitely feeling as though, maybe I can't speak to my parents or other people about this, and definitely having to hide a lot of my activities that I was doing, whether I had a partner, not wanting to disclose that if I was in a situation where I was consuming substances, not wanting to face the consequences of having disclosed that to my family or to my community. So having to hide a lot of this stuff, I think, really increases the silence around some of these issues. So, and again, a lot of these things being really taboo in the South Asian community still to this day. So that definitely really adds a dimension.
What are some of the challenges you are facing right now?
Something that we were discussing just before this interview that's a really big challenge is accessibility. A lot of our programming and the things that we're trying to implement and discuss are aimed at young South Asian women, but being able to even access them in this way or create a space of trust and a safe space that parents will allow them to even physically come to and participate in programming that maybe is dealing with issues that they aren't entirely comfortable with their young daughters discussing, whether it be sex positivity or queer issues or anti-violence or alternative careers outside of maybe the more, not to generalize, but maybe the more conventional South Asian careers like engineering and medicine and law and more typical South Asian careers. So I feel as though that's one of the biggest barriers we're facing in terms of like how to create this accessibility.
And what are some of your future projects you guys are working on?
Well, we have so many awesome things going on. And again, we're an open collective, so people really get in touch with us if they feel like getting involved. One of the things that we have that we're working on right now is a radical feminist camp that we're planning to happen this summer for the month of July, a couple of times a week. So workshops on various things, like we want to have we're working with Studio XX in the city to do some artwork and do some murals within the city, teach about like alternative shopping and self-defense. There should be some really cool stuff happening there. We're hoping to do some sort of alternative sex education as well, but that's been really challenging to find a way to market that in a way where people can actually come. And then we actually do have already monthly film screenings happening at the South Asian Women's Community Center, which is at the corner of Rachelle and Christophe Colomb. It's 1035 Rachelle, third floor. And it's every Sunday. So the next film screening is actually on the 29th. And we're screening a film called Pariah. And it's sort of like we usually screen films that deal with issues around violence or like gender identity in a South Asian context, and have a discussion after, and always delicious food, as we do at our meetings. Those are some of the things we have ongoing, but there's a lot, and we're open to a lot of new ideas. Oh, and I should mention one of the ongoing projects that SAY has right now that I'm not personally involved with, but two of the collective members are primarily doing this work, and they're working with young boys in Park Extension to do anti-violence work, and we really identified that we felt, particularly after the Day of Action, the initial event that catalyzed this, it was evident that boys and men are an essential component of stopping violence against women. And two of the collective members sort of initiated this project at Jeunesse Unie, which is a center in Park X, and they're doing about monthly sessions discussing various aspects of violence. And so the last one was about like violence in the media and sort of scrutinizing some of those issues. As an organizer, this work has been so fulfilling. Just like I'm learning so much from the community that I work with. For me, it's been so rewarding and so wonderful to find a space where I've not only met other South Asian and non-South Asian young women who share my sort of anti-racist, anti-capitalist analysis, and who are also connected to the community and the culture in this way, and dealing with a lot of the same things that I am in terms of trying to straddle different cultures and make different life decisions than maybe our parents in different parts of our family.